Good morning. With us is Ken Lovett. He is the Albany Bureau Chief and the Monday columnist for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, a very interesting column today dealing with the latest charges by Preet Bharara, the U.S. attorney. And, of course, this time it's against the GOP leader, Dean Skelos, in the Senate. And, of course, it goes after his son, Adam, as well. And you have a column about Bharara's push to go after family members of politicians.
Right. And we should stress there are no charges yet. The case is being presented to a grand jury. There has been no indictment or arrests yet of either Senator Skelos or his son. But it really is the third time now where the kids in a corruption probe of a top legislative leader have been also in the crosshairs. Shelley Silver, the now former Assembly Speaker, his son-in-law and daughter have both been, the son-in-law has been charged, the daughter's being investigated in an unrelated financial crime case. And then Deputy Majority Leader in the Senate, Tom Libous, his son was indicted as well for separate tax charges. People believe that perhaps this is a strategy to pressure the fathers into making some kind of deal that in hopes of maybe sparing their kids any kind of jail time, that the fathers will step up and at least be more amenable to negotiating a plea deal.
When he went after former Speaker Sheldon Silver, he said at the time, stay tuned. I guess this was part of the stay tuned, but the real question is, will there be more?
Well, that's always the question. I mean, the U.S. attorney, he's certainly a crusading person. He has said that he's there. He's looking to clean up the corruption in Albany, and he has said that it's widespread. So we have to see where it's going. A lot of people expect a likely indictment of Senator Skelos within the next couple of weeks that, you know, he's not presenting, that Preet Bharara is not presenting it to the grand jury to get a no bill, you know, where they don't indict.
I've been talking with Ken Lovett. He is the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, writes the Monday column. You can go to nydailynews.com to read more. Ken, as always, thanks so much.
Anytime. Be well.